Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're not the only people that get upset about the Mets. So does Hank Azaria, who joins us now. Of course, the star of Brockmire and was the love interest of Lisa Kudrow on Friends.
He was
a scientist, if my memory serves correct. I was right about that, right, Hank? You're a scientist.
I was a scientist guy.
Scientist guy. That's right.
And everyone's guy on that show.
And you had wild, passionate love with Lisa Kudrow. I think you did it on a table once, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you meant, I forgot about that. You just said it, but I think you're right.
I remember way too much about
that. Forgot about that. That's interesting, Hank.
Well, it's acting.
It doesn't sound like something you forget about, but nevertheless.
Anyway. Well, if it happened in real life, I'm sure it would be burned into my memory.
No, I understand. No, I get it.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little different.
I understand.
Have you given up on the Mets, Hank?
That's why I'm calling, because I just have to vent, some Mets. Have to use my whatever celebrity status I have. Mostly I use it to call in places so that I can whine about the Mets, and you guys will take my call.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty close to give it. It seems like a very deep hole at this point, and certainly dropping three or four this weekend. It's so funny. My father-in-law, who's a Philly fan, was in town this weekend. He asked me that exact question. Giving up on the Mets, and this was the beginning of the series with the Nats, and I said no, and I started to go into why, and I swear to God, guys, he was laughing in my face so hard the entire time when I was saying the reasons why I thought you shouldn't necessarily give up on the Mets. I wanted to ask you about a specific thing, because I heard you guys talking earlier when we were talking about Justin Turner and Daniel Murphy, and I so agree. That I was at the game yesterday, and I kept saying to anybody who would listen to me, every time Murph came up, I was like, throw at his head. Just throw at him. That's all I want to see. But, you know, look, nobody could have seen Murph coming. You know, isn't he the only player in Major League history who's in 1 year raised his OPS by like 250 points?
Oh, wouldn't
I think
surprise
that's
me.
Correct.
It's got to be.
Sounds
because
right.
The guy
sounds
was,
right.
You know, we were talking about it before. The guy was like a 730, 740 OPS. He goes to the Nationals like 950. Like it's ridiculous what he's done there.
Yeah. He's on the older side, you know, and he can't field. I really enjoyed watching him drop that pop-up yesterday.
But you know what though? He needs to drop 13 pop-ups.
Yeah. Sorry, please.
And then maybe it's getting close to being even.
Oh, I know, of course. But wait, here's what I'm going to say about Turner, okay? Because, no, you never could have seen what he was going to turn into. But him, Conforto, even Duda and who was Duda always competing with that ended up?
Ike Davis.
Even Dilson Herrera, while he was up, when he had his like seven cups of coffee, whatever, when he came up, is it me or do the Mets not give guys chances to play every day enough? I mean, I know the platooning towards the end of the year has worked really well for Terry in the last 2 years, but don't you get frustrated? I felt that way about Turner. Like, let the guy play for 20, 30 games.
You know where it's happening right now? Because it's a great point. TJ Rivera.
Yeah.
TJ Rivera.
He's playing recently, the last few days.
Yeah, but he hasn't gotten that. No. And maybe
and
they
should.
Will if they sell guys
All
off.
All the guy
if they
does is hit.
All he does is hit everywhere he's ever been. And watch, TJ Rivera will end up somewhere else
in
3 years and be a superstar.
Right.
That's what I mean. It's even Ligaris. I know he got hurt.
Well, he gets hurt all the time. You know what, though? He gets hurt all the time. I mean, he did it again. He was starting to really play well. He was hitting. He's, you know, and he dies for a ball. He hurts his stomach. He did it 2 years in a row. He did the same thing.
I know. That one, I felt that really, I got upset with that. Because that, to me, felt like one of the final nails in the coffin.
Well, because he was playing well,
so
well, too. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why. Yeah, he was hitting. And
you know,
and he was. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you just don't get the feel that's happening for them this year. I mean, there's so much negativity between all the guys that have gone on the DL. You know, I mean, the fact that, you know, they can't beat Washington, all the games, you know, just bad baseball they played. Their defense this year is stunk. Their defense this year has been horrible, the Mets. Horrible.
Yeah, that's what kills me, because it feels to me like, because I've seen almost every game this year, God help me. And, you know, they've lost, even within not playing so great, there's four or five games they just gave away. Gave away.
Oh, yeah.
But they could not afford to give away, either with a bad defense, or like Addison Reed just or Jarrett inexplicably melting down, or whatever it was. There's just a few games that I think they're going to, even if they make a crazy run and claw their way back to 500 by the All-Star break and pull within a few games of wild card, I just don't think they can get over the top.
No.
Doesn't
and you know
look
what?
That way.
Last year, because last year came out of nowhere too, in fairness, but the difference was all they had to do was get hot for a month and it was enough. I don't think it's going to be enough this year, because right now the second wild card team has a better record than the Nationals. So they're just mathematically buried, which is depressing before it's officially summer.
I know. The only hope is that one of the, whoops, sorry. My alarm went off. The only hope is that one of those teams, D-backs, Dodgers, Rockies, Nats, just get decimated with injuries and start falling back.
And that could happen. I mean, I want to rule that out. Like, the Diamondbacks are 44-26. They've won seven in a row. I don't know how good they are. Maybe they will cool off, but it's just depressing, especially off the last 2 years. And that's why when they blew it, and they blew it at times in 2015 in that World Series, they blew game one, they blew game five, they blew game four. Walking out of that series, I didn't say to myself, oh, we'll be back. Yeah, you're always back. Just like the 06 Mets were back. When you get those opportunities, you got to finish the freaking job.
Oh, totally. But that year was, they overachieved so much that year. It was pretty magical. I mean, I agree.
They got
that,
to the World Series sooner than we expected them to.
Yeah, but they won't
they
get
really
back
did.
There. When are they getting back
well, I
there
told you, I told you, 16 years from now.
Well, that's too long
I'm
from
just
now.
Saying, because that's basically the way it is. If you figure it out, starting, you know, obviously the 4 years between 69 and 73, then from 73 to 86 was 13 years. From 86 to 2000 was 14 years. From 2000 to 2015 was 15. So that means they will get back in 16 years from 2015, which means 2031.
Sounds
so there
good.
You go.
Great.
So you know, hopefully, we're all on, hopefully we're all on the earth when this happens.
Hopefully there is an earth.
Right.
I'll be 69 years old.
Well,
I'm looking forward to that.
You're a lot younger than me. I won't, I think the chances are good I won't be here. So let me tell you that.
Hey, we got to run. Anybody? Good talking to you, though.
All right. Thank you guys a lot.
We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Also, the star Brockmeyer and The Simpsons is Dove wanted me to point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.